The topic of today's shiur on tefillah is Birchas HaAvos, the first of the 18, the 19 brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, in which we talk about the Avos. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. I noticed that Rabbi Olbaum, in a shiur he gave a number of years ago in Parshas Lech Lecha, refers to a chidush, an insight of the Dubna Magid, Rav Yaakov Mimezrich, who was known for his very special insights, Misholim, into the Torah, into Midrashim. It happens to be that I have a copy of the Ohel Yaakov of the Dubna Magid, and not too many people have the copy that I have. It's 150 plus years ago, and I never thought it would come in handy, but in this case, it really does. So what we want to focus on today is the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem. You'll see on your page that we quote a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. David HaMelech speaks to his son, he addresses Shlomo, Da es Elokei Avicha. The whole subject of this pasuk is knowing Hashem, Yediyas Hashem, serving Hashem, Belev Sholem, B'nefesh Chafetza. He speaks about being Doresh Hashem, really seeking out Almighty God. And the problem that the Dubna Magid raises is, how is it possible for us to know God? And his language is quite impressive. I'd like to read a few lines to you. He says, V'hine yediyas elokuso, to know God, mitzad atzmuso, the very essence of Almighty God, yile kol brio lavo ad tchunoso. He says, a person would be absolutely exhausted. It's almost off the charts, impossible for a human being to know and appreciate the etzem Hashem, the elokus of Hashem. Ki hu sasur v'kamus v'amok. It is miloshon seter, it is absolutely concealed, and it's too deep. Mikol ra'ayon v'lev, beyond any comprehension of the mind or the heart of a human being. And he refers to the Sefer Kuzari, who says that Shemos Habore Kulam Chutz Mishem HaMeforosh Heim Midos V'Tavnios Tfelios. He says these aren't really the names of the Atzmus of Hashem. The essence of Almighty God or the Divine Being is beyond names. We can't touch or get a glimpse of the essence of Hashem. And then the Magid quotes the Rambam in the first Chelik of the Mor Nevuchim. He says, Kol mashi yituar bo habore yisparach, any words, adjectives that we use to describe the Creator is al tzad hadimayon. It's only some sort of vague comparison. Bishleimuseinu, based on the Shleimut, the concept of perfection, as a human concept, as mortal man would understand perfection. Hamuvanim etzleinu, concepts that are close to our realm of existence. But God in and of himself is way beyond our comprehension. So therefore, what is the nature or the specific method through which we can fulfill the dictum of David HaMelech, Da es Elokei Avicha, know God? How is it possible? What is the substance and what is the method? And in order to explain this, the Dubna Magid begins with a very difficult medrash, which you'll see on the bottom of your page. It's a medrash rabba on the pasuk Ein Kekel Yeshurun. And the pasuk is in Dvarim Periklamet Beis, but the Medrash compares it to a pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, Vayivavek Ish Imo. And there's going to be a connection here between this Medrash and Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Brechia B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Rab Simon Omar Ein Kekel Umi Kekel Yeshurun. Very strange. Rabbi Brechia opens by quoting the pasuk, there is no God like the God of Yeshurun, the God of Jacob, but yet, Umi Kikel Yeshurun, who then could be like or similar to Almighty God. Hanaim Vameshubachim Shebachem. Hashem says, those who are exceptional, who are praiseworthy, those are like Kikel. Atom motzi kol ma shekodesh baruch hu asid lasos li asid lavo hiktim vi asa al yidei hatzadikim ba'olam. All those creative powers which will reflect themselves and express themselves throughout the history of man, God already, before he did these actions, reflected those actions through the tzaddikim in this world. For example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechayev Meisim, ultimately God will resuscitate the dead, Eliyahu Mechayev Meisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Otzer Geshamim, Eliyahu Otzer Geshamim. And it goes on, Eliyahu and then Elisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Poked HaKaros, Elisha Poked HaKaros, etc., etc. So according to this Medrash, somehow implicit in the pasuk Ein Kikel Yeshurun is the fact that there are Kel, there are mighty ones, tzaddikim, throughout the glorious history of the Jewish people who do reflect the creative divine powers. These are the Na'im U'Meshubachim. And in order to understand this particular Medrash, which he says, the Dubda Magid says is Tamua, why is the Medrash asking Umi Kikel? He says we can only understand that Medrash if we understand the Yalkut in Bishalach. The Yalkut in Bishalach, which you'll see as the fourth source from the bottom of the page, is in Parshas Bishalach on the Pasuk Zekeli Me'anvehu, and it quotes a statement, an interpretation of Abba Shaul. Abishol Omer Havidomelo, be similar to Almighty God. This is the principle of imitatio Deo. Mahu Rachum V'chanun, Afata Rachum V'chanun. By the way, this statement of Abishol appears also in the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. And the Ohel Yaakov doesn't understand what's the connection between Abba Shaul's interpretation of the pasuk and the simple, straightforward, plain meaning of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ze keli v'anveyu, I glorify God." And then Abba Shaul says, "Hevi domalo, be similar to God." What is the connection between the drash and the pshat? It seems so far removed. To imitate God is the same as to glorify God. What does it mean? And at that point, the Ohel Yaakov presents the formulation, the definition of the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem. He says, when David HaMelech says, Das Elokei Avicha, his intention is Yediya Sichlis, some sort of intellectual grasp and understanding, his bonenus, lahaskil, ladas, ulahakir, elokuso, yizbarach, to somehow get a grasp, an understanding of God. Vihine, yedias elokuso mitzad atzmo, as we said before, that's something that's impossible. We quoted the Rishonim, any description that we have of God, it doesn't really cut the ice. It doesn't in any way express the essence of what God is, biatzmuso. So how then do we fulfill the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem? And the Ohel Yaakov presents the following thesis. He says, Bilti, the only way we can achieve this goal is Cheker Eloka Yimtza Mitzad Pu'ulosov Umidosov Hayiduos Vagluyos. We can only understand God by understanding and appreciating His actions. The actions of God will reveal whatever we can know about God. And he refers to the Shira Yichud that we say on the night, those who have the minig, on the night of Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Meroim, Lo mitzanuhu v'lo yedanuhu, ach mimasehu hikarnuhu. We cannot find God, we cannot know God, we can only get a recognition of God through his actions. And so therefore the midos that the Nevi'im use, the attributes with which they describe Almighty God, are really taken, they're borrowed from the descriptions in the human sphere. How we human beings describe great actions. These are the pu'ulot habru'im that belong to our realm. And here's where the Ol Yaakov presents, I think, his radical chidush. He says, "Hachiyuv aleinu am b'nei Yisrael, sheniyah achuzim udvukim b'midos av Yisparach." We have to imitate God and God's midos, His attributes. B'chol ma shebo b'sipurei shvachav hanisgavos, in all that's encompassed in the Torah, describing and testifying to the actions of God, the praise of God that is reflected in the Torah. Ukimaimar, as it says in Dvarim Perek Yud, ubo sidvak. So we have to be dovek b'midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the goal? Obviously we would say that that's a separate independent mitzvah. It has nothing to do with Yedias Hashem. We have to improve ourselves. We elevate ourselves, become godlike by imitating God's midos. So the thrust of this obligation is on self-improvement, to make ourselves and transform ourselves into, so to speak, divine beings. But now the Ol Yaakov sees in this concept of imitating God an entirely different dimension. Leman sheyu chelke hamidos ha'elu klulos binafshenu. Once we achieve our goal, he calls it chelke hamidos, we can't possibly reflect and inculcate into our personalities, into our souls, the entire gamut of the midos Hashem, but maybe from each midah of Hashem we can take in a chelek, a little piece. And what's the goal? Livchon tchunasam. Now that these midos are part of ourselves, we've internalized them, then lahakir mahusam, by studying these midos in order to imitate them and internalize them, and we gain an understanding and insight into the essence of these midos. V'al yadam, and as a result of this new hakara that we've achieved, tushlam banu yediyas v'hakaras elokuso yizbarach mamish. He says that we could not possibly get a grasp or an insight, a knowledge of God, just by reading about His midos, His abstract concepts. We need to study those midos. But not only that, they have to become part of our very experience, part of our very souls. When we come one with these midos, when we internalize them, then we come to a hakara of Elohim. So we're no longer talking about man improving himself, transforming himself and elevating himself to that of a godlike being. We're talking about man getting a glimpse and an insight into the divine being himself. He gives a mashal, as the Magid is always famous for doing. Kasher asuma, a blind person who never, Rachman al-Tzah, never saw light in his life, and somebody describes light to him and tells him how good it is, but he doesn't know. He doesn't know the nature of light. He's never experienced it. He asks questions, the Sum asks questions about colors. What are you wearing? And Re'eu Yanenu Shachar O'odom V'yorok V'chadome. But Lo Yodav Eliyovin Ma'us HaTzeva HaLvush. He has no experience, no interaction with colors. So he doesn't know what the difference is between this color and that color is. Me'odenu Me'odo lo ra'eyu shi'at seva hi mitsuya b'rayonosov. He can't possibly have an imagination about what colors look like because he never experienced it. It's not part of his realm of experience. And so to kein anachnu am b'nei Yisrael asher chok dvar melech yizbarach v'doso omed aleinu ladas. He says it's incumbent upon us to know God. But yet these descriptions of God, these attributes and Torah are like describing color to a blind person, because we have no interaction, no experience with these midos, these attributes of Almighty God. Therefore, the only way that we can get some sort of a glimpse, some sort of a taste, yediyah mitis biachduso, biachdus haboreis barva koach elokuso pe'er midosov, is how can we do it? May efo tavo hayediyah hahi bili benu im ein itanu. If it's not close enough, it's total foreign. How can we possibly know that? Until we get to the point, we cannot understand them until we get to the point in which we study them and we inculcate them into our very being. And then, once having done so, in chacham kibala nisayon, chiyuv aleinu lios dvukim v'dvekus nimrats, with all our energy, to cling to b'chol amidos, in order to be able to differentiate between one midah and another, to appreciate and define the pu'ulos of aruvos. Why is it so arev? What is so special and beloved and cherished about these midos? Umi us, and when we achieve that, then eis nesaper tilosov shal Hashem yisbarach hashvachos shiyituvem nekel aleinu. It's easy for us now ladas ulahavchin, to know that his elokus mitzad pulosov umidosov v'tarov shiyahulal behem. And now he says we can understand the sweetness of the yalkut zekeli v'yadveu. How do we achieve that goal of glorifying God? The uro kipshuto. The only simple way of understanding how we can achieve that goal of glorifying God is afarenu b'chol tarei shvachav. I can only glorify God in the praiseworthy descriptions of His attributes when we understand the very nature of those attributes. Hevi domalo mahu rachu kloma kishenia shleimim. When we will perfect ourselves, uklulim bechelke amidos ha'elu, when these midos, or parts of them, as we said before, become part of us, and these are the very attributes sheyituar b'em yisparach that God is described in, al oz then niyeh hagunim uruuyim lahalo shvacho, kishenedat chunas tovam. Now that we grasp the nature and the goodness of these tchunot, of these midos, now we're ready, we're fit to be mahalo b'mshabeach, because we understand them, we have some experience, we have some contact, and with that comprehension, then and only then can we fulfill the mitzvah, the obligation of knowing God, of praising God. So again, the bottom line is that within the human realm, we are commanded to get a concept and a first-hand experience to see, to imitate, to taste those midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are mentioned by the Nevi'im. And then, when we comprehend those midos, that's going to be the educational process, the goal of which we understand, we get a glimpse of Almighty God. The Navi in Yeshayo says, El mi tidamyuni vashaveh. Now it's interesting, the choice of the language of dimyon. L'chora lo yadanu inyan tzorcha hisdamus kol ma'uma. Aval yitochen, and he says that the concept of hisdamus is when you have something which is even a drop in the sea, in the ocean. Now, I want to tell you what the ocean is all about. So I give you in a cup, I give you a drop of water. You're supposed to get a hasaga of the ocean. Obviously, it's not going to give you a real feeling what the ocean is all about. All I've given you is a little bit. That's only al derech hadimyon, he says. Ze hama'at min hamayim. This little volume of water, can it be compared al yam? In enu el tipa al mulo? It's only one drop. Comparison to the yam, But nevertheless, if he wants to understand one thing and compare it to another, then you've got to give him something that he can put his finger on. Kein hadavar k'shi Yisrael, k'shi yishal adam al mahus haborei, when a Jew comes with the great curiosity to ask about the essence of the Creator, nidamehu, will use the word dimyon, as Yishayo Hanavi does. Nitarehu imtarim shonim, will describe God through certain descriptions, chassid, chacham, v'chadome. The him yishal od, and now the curious man asks, mau chacham, mau tzadik, mau chassid. Nikach dimyon, we'll have to give him a dimyon. Again, the word dimyon means like the water, the one drop of water compared to the ocean. V'nomar lo inyon chachma utvuna. Again, it'll be efes katzeu, it's nothing. It's really only a far-fetched dimyon. But at least it'll give him some sort of a taste, some sort of a concept of what chachma is about, of what gvura is about, what chesed and tzidkus is about. It's a tipa min hayam, and that's what Yishayo means, el mita damyuni. But nevertheless, from all the pulot and midot of Hashem, which relate to the Borei on an infinite level, nuchal lakachas dimyon aleihem, we can get a little bit of a dimyon, just a dimyon. It's not al derech hashva'ah, it's not to compare it, ein zeh shavalo. But it's a dimyon. V'hine hadimyon hanichbad al cheker aloka, einenu b'mitziut bilti itanu am b'nei Yisrael. There's only one people on the face of the earth that can achieve this concept of dimyon in cheker aloka. But we, the people of Israel, can now teach the nations of the world. Ki misibateinu yiyeh la'adam. Now he's talking about man, universal man, but through us, universal man will achieve yiyeh la'adam os u'mofes al Hashem Yisparach. If the people of Israel, through their koch ha-dimyon, will achieve the goal of understanding the midos of Hashem and inculcating them, internalizing them, then the nations of the world could get a glimpse of God through us, through the Jewish nation. The yikras midosov, the incredible value or infinite meaning of the midos of Hashem, sidre taluchos, seinu kulam, all of our mahalchim are ways in which we can teach, we can serve as a dugma, as a model for the peoples of the world. And here at this point, the Dubna Magid quotes a Medrash in Vayikra. You'll see it on your page. And the Medrash says the following. I think it's the third source on your page. Om Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon, Moshe li'echad shaya yoshe vi'osa atara lemelech, Avar echad olav. A man is working so hard, he's actually fashioning a crown for the king, a beautiful crown. Somebody passes by, asks him what you're doing. He says, I'm making a crown for the king. Whatever you could add to it, avonim tovos, margolios, different kinds of precious kva, place them securely in this atara v'lama. And why? Sha'asida li nase berosho shel melech. It will eventually reach the head of the king. And this Rabbi Yehuda bar Simon is a mashal. Kach omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, kol ma shata yochol l'shabeach es Yisrael. Shabeach, by praising the people of Israel, you are creating an atara, and those praises, those beautiful, cherished stones, will really serve Almighty God. That's amazing. The shvach for the greatness of Israel is really a praise, in essence, for the greatness of God. Legadlam lefarom. Lama, and why? Shani asid lispar bihem. Because just like in the mashal, the melech wears the the Atar al Rosho, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Atar al Rosho, the Pe'er of the Melech Malchei Amlochim is Klal Yisrael. Shenemar the Poskin Yeshaya Yisrael Asher Bach Es Pe'er. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets Pe'er through Klal Yisrael. So the Pe'er of Klal Yisrael, like the diadems, like these special precious stones on the Atar that the king himself wears. He says, now we can understand what's going on in this Medj Mifuleshes. He borrows a term from Hilchos Shabbos. It's completely smooth. The way is cleared in Dvarenu based on what we said. Vahu, ki biyam yasivu bnei adam ene bechinasam lizbonei b'am Hashem. If the people of the world will focus their attention and contemplate the nation of God and see what their derech is, Darkon Bakodesh, see that they're tzaddikim, yisharim, chachamim, rachmanim, v'chadome, me'amalos, v'amidos, hatrumios. They will behold those great attributes, and then what they will do is they'll get a dimyon, some sort of a little bit of a sample, a picture, a glimpse of what God is all about. Ki chelek Hashem amo. And as a result, there will be a fulfillment of Yisrael Asher Bach Espoir when the peoples of the world will evaluate and they will have a great picture of Almighty God and His infinite, wonderful attributes. And the clincher of this whole presentation is the Medrash in Parshas Ekev. And this you'll see towards the bottom of your page. No, I'm sorry, right in the middle of your page. Maseh b'Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach shalokach chamor echad mi'Yishma'eli echad. This is the Kiddush Hashem of Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. He purchased the donkey from Yishma'eli. Holchu Talmidov. The Talmidim were escorting Rabbi Shimon after his purchase. Umatsubo, they found somewhere and attached, maybe to the saddle, I don't know what, of the chamor, Evan Tova Achas, a valuable stone. Halach v'chzirolo. And Rabbi Shimon Shetach went back to the Yishmaeli and he returned it to him. I didn't buy this from you. And the Talmidim couldn't understand what's going on. You bought the chamor, you get the Evan Tova, it's a package deal. It's a jack in the box. But the Kara Olvos Yishmaeli, when the Yishmaeli received the Evan Tova return, he declared with a tremendous gusto, Baruch Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. Blessed be the God of Shimon ben Shetach. Hevi me umnaso shal basar v'dom ata yodea umnaso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash completes with a formulation, a principle that we have to take and inculcate in our very lives, my friends. And that is that the emuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is derived from an emuna shal basar v'dom. By beholding the great actions, the tzidkus of Rav Shimon Shetach, this Yishmaeli learned a lesson to appreciate Almighty God. One emuna led to another emuna. And this is the presentation of the Ohel Yaakov. He says that this proves that in order to understand the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we get a taste of it from the Jewish people and the way they live their lives. Language is Ki Mashe Korolov HaYishma'eli Baruch Elokei Shimon Ben Shetach Haysa Kavanosu Bezel Lomar Shahamido Hahi. That attribute, which was exemplified and implemented by Reb Shimon Ben Shetach, Nimtza Obo Mipas HaYoso Chelek VeChevel HaBori Yisparach. Insofar as Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach was successful at inculcating the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore through my beholding and my learning of this great midah through Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, says the Yishmaeli, I get a picture of the Borei. Lufi godel yikra sachilek. It's commensurate to the chilek that the Jew has integrated into his life, that he gets the emuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'em nosu shal basav adam, ata yudeyom nosu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher ito amo, this is his people, Yisrael b'chai espayer, this is the level that can be reached, can be achieved. And I say this as an introduction to Avos, which is the first of the brachos of Shmon Esrei. The source for Avos in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which you'll see towards the bottom of your page, is a pasuk in Tehillim, Chavtes, Havul Hashem Bnei Elim. Minayin Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin Shomrim Avos, Shenemar Havul Hashem Bnei Elim. Says Rashi, Bnei Elim. What does Elim mean? Lishna de Tkife. The Elim, which are the Avos, are called Tkife. These are the powerful ones. Havul Hashem means Haskiru Lefanav Haitanim. Imagine that the kickoff of Shmon Esrei, oddly enough, is to mention in the presence of Almighty God the Eitanim, the Elim, the Tkife, as Rashi says. And the Marsha adds a little bit of the syntax of how to read the words and interpret the words properly, Havol Hashem B'nei Elim. He says, Milas B'nei Nimshach Adiliel. You take the word B'nei and you put it back above, Klomar, Havu Vizkiru Bonai. The mandate of Havu is Bonai Lashem. So it's Havu Bonai Lashem. Es Elim, Ha'avos, Shenikru Elim. And why are they called Elim? El V'koch Elokim Niskayim Ba'avos. The power of Almighty God is inherent in the Avos. And here the Marsha invokes the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha V'Escha L'Goy Gadol, and Rashi on that pasuk quotes Chazal V'Escha L'Goy Gadol Zeu Shomer V'Lekei Avram, the God of Abraham. And each one of the Avos is alluded to in this bracha that's bestowed upon Avram Avinu. And therefore, Avarechecha Zesha Omrim Elokei Yitzchak, Agad L'Shemecha Zesha Omrim Elokei Yaakov. So it's very odd at the face of it. We're talking about being Mevarech Hashem, to be Megadel Hashem, and we're referring to the Avos. Havol Hashem B'nei Elim. Hazkiru Lefanav Heisanim. Why? Why is that an integral part of our tefillos? And it's amazing what we say about the Avos in these very few words at the beginning of Shmon Esrei. If you'll take a look in the Siddur Agra, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, apparently quoting Rashi, Kedei lahazkir shvachon shel Avos. We have a separate obligation to be mishabech li Avos. Well, I don't get it. The first of the three parts of Shmon Esrei, thematically, is Birchas HaShevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to be mishabech li Avos. And Omar Mar, the Gemara Brachos, Chav Chesem Beis, Minayin Shomrim Avos, it's also in Rosh Hashanah, as we saw on Daf Lamed Beis, Shenemar, Havol Hashem B'nei Elim. So we're being Meshabeach the Avos because of the mandate of Havol Hashem B'nei Elim. That's how we kick off Shmon Esrei. Isn't it not odd? Hakel HaGadol, let's see Vayta in the Pshat. He says, Al Shem Shekosub Avram V'Eschol Goy Gadol Klomar Goy Gadol Shal Hakel HaGadol. It's unbelievable. We think that Hakel HaGadol is a description of Almighty God. If I were to ask everyone who is studying Hilchus Tefillah, who's preparing for davening, give me an insight, Hakel HaGadol, who are we being Meshabeach? Hakel HaGadol, the great God. No doubt God. No.
He's saying Vescha Goy Gadol Chlomar Goy Shel Hakel HaGadol. We're really praising Avraham Avinu by saying that he is the founder and the father of a Goy Gadol. Goy Shel Hakel HaGadol. Which Goy is he the founder of, the father of? The Goy of Hakel HaGadol, of Almighty God. Hagibar Vanora. And here he says, what shevach are we giving to the Avos here? Hey, hishalchu mi goy el goy, uminam lachal amacher. He doesn't tell you what psukim he's quoting, but if you take a look on your page, you'll see it. The fourth source on your page, a pasuk in Perek Kufhei of Tehillim. Vayochach aleim malachim, vayishalchu mi goy el goy. Says Rashi, what's Vaishalchu Bigoyal Goy? This is a reference to Avram. Avram, Gar Beretz Plishtu Mitzrayim, Uberetz Kanan. He goes from one Goy, one nation to the other. V'chein Yitzchak V'chein Yaakov, Kulam Golu, they all went into exile, Migeris Ligeris, from one exile, feeling alien in one place to another place. So again, we're describing the Avos, each one of the Avos, when we say Hagibar Vanora. And the interpretation of Rashi of Hagibar Vanora, he makes reference to one particular episode in Avram's life, Vayishma Avram, and this is the interpretation of the Pasuk in Tilna that we just read, Vayochach Alein Melachim. It's a reference to Avram, Kinishba Achiv, that he finds out that Lot is taken captive. Hodiah Gvurosav Shal Avram. We're talking about the Gibor, the Gvur of Avram, Chayotzeb is a Harbe. And he points out, like an etc., that's what's implicit here in these descriptions, in these adjectives describing the Avos, is many, many stories, many, many attributes of the Avos. I mean, we're just going to mention a few. Kel Elyon, why is that great? What makes Avram great? Kel Elyon. He says, Lefisha Nizbarech Kel Elyon Al Yado Shal Avram. That whatever bracha Malki Tzedek recites to praise Almighty God, it's through Avram. So he calls God the Kel Elyon. But we're describing the greatness of Avram. That Avram was the conduit to bring about that glorious description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Kel Elyon. Isn't this beginning to sound familiar to you? Can it not help but remind us by sheer association of the story of the Medrash in Parshas Ekev about Reb Shimon ben Shetach and the declaration of Oso Yishmaeli Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon ben Shetach? Malki Tzedek says Baruch Kel Elyon, the God of Avraham Avinu. So what kind of Shevach are we reciting here? Is it, as Rashi says here, quoted in Seder Agra, Kedei Lahazkir Shvachon Shal Avos? Or is it Shvachon Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look at Gomel Chasadim Tovim. This is also a reference to Avraham Avinu. Hu Nitztav Al Mila. In other words, the Mila of Avraham is a bris, a covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram and his descendants, the people of the bris. Orchas Hashem, Shehem Shal Chesed V'Emes Yelchu Bam, Elu, Shem Notzei Briso. This hint or allusion to the bris is really telling us that Avram and his descendants, in the context of their commitment through the bris, are people of Chesed V'Emes, because that's what they're committed to through this bris. So when we say Gomel Chasadim Tovim, we say that we know and we see the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Avos and the Bonim. V'Kone Akol Al Shem Sha'amar Avram Harimosi Yodei L'Hashem Kone Shomayim V'aretz. Kone HaKol is a reference to Avram Avinu, who defines and glorifies God as the Kone Shamayim Varetz. He's the master, the owner of the entire universe. So we get a lesson here in imitating Hashem's midos as part of the bris. The bris itself, which is alluded to in the words Gomel Chasadim Tovim according to Rashi, is an educational lesson. It's teaching us something about how we have to imitate God's midos. Now, both sides, there's something unbelievable going on here, and it has to really change and alter our kavana three times a day. Mitzvah Hashem, when we recite Avos as the kickoff of Shmona Esrei, the essence of Avos, which reflects the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of a Heye Bracha, is that the first bracha is dedicated to Lahazkir Shvachim Shel Avos. And if you'll ask me the question, how could it be? It's totally incomprehensible that the Shvachon Shel Avos should be integrated into the very matrix, the very fabric of Shmona Esrei, the kickoff of Shmona Esrei, which the goal of which is Shevach HaKadosh Baruch. The answer is that Shevach Shel Avos and Shevach Shel HaKadosh Baruch are one and the same. Because from the Emunah in the Avos, we get the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon Ben Shetach. As the Dubna Magid points out, the only way that one could know God, appreciate Him, praise Him, and use all those descriptions and attributes mentioned by the Nevi'im in Tanakh, and have even a clue as to what that's all about, it's by studying the Avos. Without the Avos, without seeing those midos in them, then it's like describing color to a blind man. We don't even have a chance, a shot, at praising Hashem, at understanding Him, and what His midos are all about. So the mitzvah of Bechol Drachecha Da'eyu, of Zekeli Me'anveyu, of Mahurach Mafatorach, now takes on a whole new meaning. This is our stepping stone, our derech to get to know Hashem. And it's a whole avalanche, because if we as individuals get to know Hashem, then those around us who are impacted by us and behold our actions, they get to know Hashem through us. By understanding and beholding our midos, they see and they get a glimpse, a dimion, as we said, of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only that, even the nations of the world, by seeing the people of Israel who have internalized these midos, now through their lives, the goyim, the nations of the world, can reach a level of appreciating God and praising Him. So yes, there's an equation here. And what we should do, and the Mashkichim have pointed this out in past, is before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, as we prepare for Tefillah, we should study about the Avos. I mean, the first part of the Shmona Esrei, which we're going to recite over and over again during Yom Noraim, is Avos. Is it right? Is that correct? Havu Hashem Bnei Elim. Lahazkir Shvachim Shel Elim. Who are the Elim? The Elim are those who embody and reflect in their very lives, in the very stories and the reflections of their lives, the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, there's a whole debate today about biographies. Whether it's worth it, it's not worth it, is Bittul Torah, should we read biographies of Gedol Yisrael or not? And the answer is, if it's a derech, if it's an approach to get to know Almighty God by knowing the Gedolim, by seeing their midos, we can get a glimpse of Hashem's midos, by being mishabech human beings who have reached that level, hein hein amerkava, we can be able to get a glimpse and be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mekayim the, if you call it the mitzvah, if you will, of David HaMelech to Shlomo, Das Elokei Avicha, through Avicha, Elokei Avicha, then this is what we should be doing to preparing for Tefillah. We should be preparing by studying the lies of the Gedolim, the lies of the Avos. And take for a minute a look at Rabbi Yerucham. It's amazing that Rabbi Yerucham, who was the Mashkiach and the Mir back in Europe, and he was a century, if not a century and a half, after the Dubna Magid, and yet such a similar insight into the meaning of Tfilas Avos. And he writes in his Sefer Das Chochma U Musar, He says, Yisod v'chidish gadol l'maisa. Bamet tzarech lachshov v'esha omrim l'kei Avram. What should we be thinking about? What should be our intention? In simple pshat of l'kei Avram. Lo be'elokei. Shem, shom, enom, yodim, klum. El tzarech lachshov v'Avram. Our focus should not be on l'kei, but on Avram. To contemplate the maisim of Avram Avinu. That's what we should be thinking about. Because kefima sheyodim Avram, commensurate to what we know about Avram, kevizeh yesh etzleinu yediyah belokei Avram. The extent to which we know Avram, we know Hashem, elokei Avram. And he immediately quotes the maisa of Rav Shimon ben Shetach with the Ishmaeli, who recites Baruch Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. He says, HaMaisa, Maisa Zesho Reb Shimon Shetach, Hikir Aravi V'Rabaz Elokei. If not for the fact that he beheld the Maisa of Reb Shimon Shetach, Lo Hayaro Elokei. He would not have seen Almighty God. When he saw the Maisa of Shimon ben Shetach, then and only then, Hikir V'Haven Elokei. And he recites Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. That's what Elokei Avram means. If we see, we behold Avram. Kisheroi maaseh Avram, miyad rom Elokei Avram. V'chein, kshomrim Elokei Yitzchak, tzrichim lizbonen b'Yitzchak Avinu. B'pachad Yitzchak. V'kama shemesigim hakorah b'Yitzchak Avinu, kefizeh yodim Elokei Yitzchak. And the same thing he says with regard to Elokei Yaakov, Tzachlis Bonein, B'maisim Shal Yaakov Avinu, B'yemisli Yaakov, V'oz Yodim Elokei Yaakov. He completes this presentation by saying, Zeu Sod Nifla V'chidish Gadol. But we've seen it really in effect in earlier sources. So when we say, Kela Gadol, we have to think about the godless of the office, the godless of Klal Yisrael. It's a shevach to Klal Yisrael. And through a hakar of Klal Yisrael, we understand what's Kel HaGadol. Because Kel HaGadol refers to the Kel of the Goy Gadol. We are a Goy Gadol. Asher lo chukim mishpatim tzadikim. And therefore, when we study about the avos, we're really studying, in effect, about Hashem. Man has within him a reflected image of Almighty God. He's a Tzelem Elokim. So through man and the study of him, we can get a glimpse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the meaning of this parsha. And that's the meaning of Avos. The tremendous significance of the beginning of Shmon Esrei. And therefore, we have to decide for ourselves how to dedicate ourselves to this mitzvah of Das Elokei Avicha, to look around at those who we have the zchus, the merit to know, the elder generation, the gedolim, the teachers, the educators of Klal Yisrael, to get a glimpse of their midos tovos, and see in them Bnei Elim. They too have received the legacy of the Elim, of the Avos, who have that koach, as the Marsha said, of Kel v'koach Elokim sheniskayim ba'avos. It's the Avos who were the Merkava of Shechina. They got closest to Hashem. They were Davik Bo. And through their lives, as it reflects the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Avos had internalized, we get a glimpse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not only that we're building ourselves up spiritually, our own personalities. It's not just an education and a refinement of our moral character, which certainly it is, but moreover, it's an educative process through which we get to know God. Yediyas Hashem, Avas Hashem, Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we have to get to the task immediately and study the Avos, study their lives, study their Midos, get a glimpse, a dimyon, as we said, of the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch. And we're promised, we're guaranteed that if we do that, our tefilos will be miskayim and will be miskabel on high. Hashem will accept our tefillos insofar as they're a true, genuine expression of what we're craving for, a yedias Hashem, kein yiratzah.